Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc. Time.
Sport on the Pat Kenny Show.
With Visit Pennsylvania. Experience the World Cup on the 4th of July only in Philadelphia. Search visitpa.com.
Now, Ireland has a proud tradition in the hammer throw dating back to ancient times. Cuchulainn supposedly invented the sport long before games ever took place in the religious sanctuary at Olympia in Greece. Ireland's first ever back-to-back Olympic champion Pat O'Callaghan claimed his goals in the hammer throw, but perhaps the most extraordinary episode in the hammer throw's history took place in Cork. Yes, in Cork in 1984. And off the ball's Cameron Hill can tell us more. What an intriguing story.
It's amazing, Pat. So we have to go all the way back to May of 1984 when the USSR announced it was pulling out of the 1984 Olympic Games in Los Angeles. Numerous reasons were given for this, including the potential for political interference. Remember, we're at the height of the Cold War here, but it's mainly accepted that this was in retaliation to a US-led boycott of 19 countries at the 1980 games in Moscow.
So they weren't going to go to LA. So, and it was a very late decision, wasn't it? Or a very late announcement, rather.
Indeed. 3 weeks before the closing date for entries to the games in LA, which means that Soviet athletes who had prepared so that they would be peaking athletically in time for this year in the Olympic cycle, they suddenly had no outlet in which to sort of show their work and their hard work and dedication. And two of those athletes are hammer throwers Yuri Sadik and Sergei Litvinov. They were at a loss. Sergei was the defending Olympic champion. He'd won his first gold in 76 in Montreal, won it again in Moscow at Litvinov's expense. Litvinov would win in 1988 in Seoul and was the Olympic and world record holder from 1983. He threw 84.14 metres in Moscow.
So these two lads were in prime condition and were looking for somewhere to throw.
Yes. And Cork comes into the picture here. So the Cork City Sports, a European athletic permit meeting, started back in 1954. They invited the two Soviets to come. They accepted. And Philip Conway, who threw hammer for Ireland at the 72 games in Munich, was asked to adjudicate the event. He details having to bring the two hammers to the inspector for weights and measures at the Garda station in White Street in Cork to make sure that the weights were kosher. They were fine. He sticks them under the bed until 2 days. So 2 days before he goes down. And then on the 3rd of July, this event takes place. He also had to make sure that the Mardykes hammer throwing arena, which was the hockey pitch made of shale, was okay, because usually these are on grass or sand, where shale hitting off with the hammer throw would like cause, you know, a bit of abrasion and potentially lessen the weight of the hammer throws. So they had to make sure it was okay.
I was thinking that the shale would kick up and get someone in the eye or something, but no.
No safety. No, it was all competition
Who else
integrity.
Was in the field?
The former Irish rugby international Gary Halpin, who was a four-time All-American thrower during his time at Manhattan College, won an NCAA title and, of course, died in 2021 at the untimely age of 55. So he was also in the field.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Okay, now this was a big deal, those meetings in Cork with the permit and so on, they were a big deal. We saw some sterling athletes competing.
Indeed, our old friend Eamon Coughlan, who was the defending world champion at the time, he lost in the 5,000 metres. Daley Thompson, who'd go on to win decathlon gold in LA, competed in the 200 metres. And Marcus O'Sullivan, who teamed up with Coughlan to achieve the world best in the 4x mile relay at UCD, which we've covered before, he came fourth in the 1,500 metres. But undoubtedly, the hammer throwing was the centrepiece of this event on the 3rd of July.
So set the scene, what kind of an evening was it at the 3rd of July 1984?
By all accounts, a perfect summer's evening, not a breath of wind, ideal conditions for hammer throwing. So Litvinov steps into the throwing circle first in his tracksuit bottoms. He steadies himself and fouls in his opening throw. So not off to the best of starts. Sadik is next up. He steps up and fires off 86.34 metres in his throw, obliterating Litvinov's world record by over 2 metres.
Wow. Extraordinary. With the game over at that point, was it?
Pretty much. They throw again, obviously, and all of Sadik's subsequent throws would have also beaten Litvinov's previous world record. Litvinov himself adds a half metre to his personal best with a throw of 84.64. In total, the world record would have been broken 6 times throughout this competition. An absolutely extraordinary competition. And Halpin finished 5th overall with a PB of 58.08. No mean feat by any means, but just shows you how further ahead these guys were. They were on another world.
And we don't know anything about doping or any, you know, we've had Russian doping scandals since. We cannot know whether or not a little bit of steroidal help was involved.
No, in recent decades, Sadik's doping record has been called into question. So former Moscow anti-doping laboratory director Grigor Rodchenkov, who people will know from the Icarus documentary that was released about 10 years ago, he wrote in a book in 2020 that Sadik was a huge steroid abuser who benefited from a Soviet cover-up. He said that one of Sadik's samples contained such large traces of the steroid stanozolol that it contaminated laboratory equipment. Now, Sadik always denied the allegations, and he passed away at the age of 66 in 2021 from a heart attack. So we'll probably never know the full extent of the truth. You know, you always have to question the integrity of these competitions. Litvinov's son, in fact, was caught for doping in 2012 and had to give up his Olympic title.
There were some ironies involved in this whole affair, were there not?
So Sadik's performance earned him the US Ambassador's Cup, while the Soviet ambassador to Ireland, Mr. Alexei Nesterenko, came too late. So he saw some of the competition but missed the world record throw. So this great opportunity for Soviet propaganda, he wasn't even there for. And Litvinov and Sadik then underwent doping tests, as was the standard at the time. And according to the Irish Echo, they were also subjected to the first ever Stex tests in Irish athletics. So nothing was left to chance, and the hammer was then brought back to the inspector for weights and measures.
Now, you have a little bit of tape to suggest how we might improve ourselves these days.
Yeah, because as you say, the hammer throw apparently has ancient Irish origins. It was Cú Chulainn who threw a chariot wheel an enormous distance at the Tailteann Games in 2000 BC. We all remember that edition of the Games on the Hill of Tara. Maurice Davin, we've talked about before, he was a hammer thrower, one of the founding members of the GAA. And as you mentioned, Pat O'Callaghan won back-to-back golds for Ireland at the Olympics in 28 and 32. So I asked Philip Conway whether it's maybe bringing back the Tailteann Games, having some sort of competition, or what's needed to bring Ireland back to those glory days in the hammer throw.
We need more coaches with knowledge, skill and expertise and time. It takes time to develop somebody and competitive opportunity and then financial support in a lot of cases. I would love to see a senior Tailteann Games, even if it was only held every second year. We've got quite a full calendar, to be honest. Just historically, I would love that there is a Tailteann Games. That's number one. We are a little short-changed. We used to be in the Commonwealth Games, and that was a kind of a stepping stone. In fact, we have a hammer, a medal from the Commonwealth Games. But it is hard to go from national championships off to the Europeans. It's just nearly like another event. A huge jump in performance, a huge jump in national championships. You probably know you're going to win. You probably know you're going to get 6 throws. You go out into this big arena and you only get three throws and you have to work your way through the field. But if you're a good schools athlete, well, the shot and hammer, it's 6 kilos in school. Now you're dealing with something as 7.25 kilos. And that's a big step up. So you have to counter that with a lot of weight training.
And that's Philip Conway ending that report from Cameron Hill. Every time.
Sport on the Pat Kenny Show.
With Visit Pennsylvania. Experience the World Cup on the 4th of July only in Philadelphia. Search visitpa.com.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.